All right, well, nothing heard. This is a directed net. Direct all your questions and comments through net control. This helps us practice net discipline, and it helps me keep track of the listings, and we can get through this and get on with our day. We do accept third-party listings as long as they're not from a dealer. On the third-party listing, if you please state the name, the call sign, and the contact info for the third party, would be greatly appreciated. This is a buyer beware net. The net operators, net controllers are not responsible for any deals, whether they go good or bad. Please do your price negotiation on a phone, on another frequency, smoke signals, telegrams, however, just don't do it here during the net, please. All right, we got four active traders nets. This one, 7245 Sunday morning Texas traders net at 10 a.m. Tonight on 3922 will be the Continental traders net at 7:30. On Wednesday night on 3870 have the Boat Anchors Unlimited net at 7:30. And then on Friday night, 3870 is the Friday night traders net. All times are Central Standard Time. We do have a few alternate net controllers on frequency this morning. JKM5QS and the legendary Dennis, W5DPK. Glad to have you back, Dennis. Glad to see you're doing well. WK5R, Rusty, he records these nets. So if you want to go back and listen to them, you can look up Rusty's website at WK5R.org. Go to Traders Net Replays, pick the one you want to listen to, click on it. So you can listen to it, if you're not here, you missed it, or you got to leave out, or, may feel like you may miss something. All right, we're going to go. I've got a little small, short list of Ham Fest right quick. Houston is coming up. The Houston Ham Fest is coming up March 7th and 8th. Brownwood, Texas is May 10th. The Rain Ham Fest in Rain, Louisiana is 21st and 22nd of March. Let's see, March 29th is Altus, Oklahoma. August 15th, 16th, and 17th is the Huntsville Ham Fest in Huntsville, Alabama. And Belton, Texas is the 4th and 5th of April. So does anybody else have any want to add any Ham Fest that I may have missed? All right. So before we take any listings, I'm going to turn the frequency over to W5DPK shortly for him. So W5DPK, KE5PYX. Take it away, Dennis.
All right. Thanks, Ricky. This is W5DPK. As some of you know, not everybody. Anyway, I had a health issue last week. Had a stroke, and the cause was AFib. So we know the cause, we know the damage. The damage was basically in my left eye. My peripheral vision in my left eye is real bad. So we got some medicines that we're taking and some sort of rehab that is not well known as at this point in time, but I'm sure I will shortly. Otherwise, physically, I'm pretty good. Mentally, scared the pee waddling out of me and everybody else. A number of people have reached out to me and with their concerns and their prayers. I want to thank each and every one of you. You know who you are. And as I've known for years and years, ham radio operators are a really great bunch of good guys. And when somebody's in trouble, they tend to reach out and take care of each other as best they can. So anyway, I'm still around. I'm going to back off of net operations, especially until this eye kind of gets back, I don't want to say in focus, but back to normal or close to normal, and then we'll go from there. But I'm optimistic about my recovery. Feeling good, feeling sassy, and ready to get on with life again with a couple of bumps on the road. Again, I want to thank everyone that reached out and those who had thoughts and prayers for me. That's it, Ricky. Thank you much.
All righty, Dennis. Not a problem. Anytime. Like I said, man, glad to see that you're doing better, and glad to hear you on the radio. Man, sure does feel good to have you back. All right. Anybody else have any QSTs or announcements for the net?
I'll do a Belton thing later on.
All righty. We'll turn it over to you here in a few minutes, Jay. All righty. This is KE5TYX near Beaumont, Texas. All right. We are ready to start taking some listings. So what we're going to do with the listings is I'm going to call for call signs, give your call sign. I'll take them in the order that I hear them. When you make your listing, give your call sign, name, location, the body of your listing, and contact information, how somebody can contact you. Via whether it's email or phone or however. All righty, let's go ahead and start taking some listings. Anybody with anything to buy, sell, trade, please come now.
KC5YL.
That KC5YL, go ahead, sir.
Hey, hello to the net. Oops, let me turn this off. This is Kilowatt Charlie 5 Yankee Lima. I'm in McKinney, Texas. The name here is Rudy. And I have a single listing. I have a Gap Titan DX vertical antenna. It is new in the box. The box has never been opened. And it is for sale. This is an SK sale. And the price on it will be $450 pickup here at my place. We'll mention that if you go on that on the net and look it up, the price of that antenna today shipped to the DFW area is over $600. So I think it's a pretty fair deal. My contact information is kc5yl.radio@gmail.com. I'm also in QRZ. My phone number is 972-837-2653, and that's a mobile number. If you do call that number, please leave a message, because I just don't answer it if I don't recognize it. I have too many scam calls. Or send me a message there, a text message. So that's my story. This is KC5YL.
All righty, Rudy. We sure do appreciate it, and thank you for your listing. Rudy, KC5YL, up in the McKinney, Texas area, has a Gap Titan DX vertical. It is new in the box. Never used, never taken apart, never taken out. He wants $450 for that unit. He's asking it's pickup only. He said he may do, a little bit of a meet somewhere around the Dallas-Fort Worth area if you're interested in it. All right, Rudy's contact information, his email is, his call sign is KC5YL, Kilo Charlie 5 Yankee Lima, radio@gmail.com. KC5YL.radio@gmail.com. Or you can give him a call. If you call him and he doesn't answer, leave a voicemail or drop him a text first before you call him. Let him know who you are. All right, Rudy's cell phone number is 972-837-2653. That is 972-837-2653. Anybody need a fill? Alrighty, nothing heard. Again, thank you, Rudy, for your listing. Alrighty, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now with your call.
Papa Lima.
Is that Papa Lima or Alpha Lima?
It's Papa Lima.
All right, Papa Lima, go ahead.
Alrighty, good morning, Ricky and Annette. My name is Emery, and I have an excess of my needs. I have a ACOM 1200S amplifier. It's a 1200-watt solid-state amplifier. I want $2,800 for it. It's clean. I do think I have the box around here somewhere. I'll have to look. But I think I do have the box. It's clean, works good, no problems whatsoever, $2,800. And I also have a 55-foot three-legged tower, freestanding tower. And it's a telescoping tower. Has the breakover base so that you can lay it down. It's on the ground, ready to be put back up. And I will take $2,500 for that tower. It's in good shape, absolutely nothing wrong with it. Just needs to be put back in the air. And my call is Alpha India 5 Bravo Golf. That's AI5BG. And the phone number is 817-500-2773. That's 817-500-2773. And those are both pickup items. I would meet you on the road with the radio, but you're going to have to come pick up the tower. Thank you, Ricky, AI5BG.
All righty, Emery, we got you. All righty, AI5BG, that's Emery up near Godley, Texas, has an ACOM 1200S. It is the solid-state 1200-watt ACOM. Good amp, really good amplifier. He may have the factory box for it. He said he may have to look around for it, but he thinks he's got it around there. He's asking $2,800 for that amplifier. He also has a 55-foot telescopic, you know, retractable three-legged tower. Says he's got the layover plate, the hinge plate, and everything for it. Says it's in good condition. He's asking $2,500 for that amplifier for that tower. On the ACOM, he said he would meet somebody somewhere, you know, pretty close to where he's at. You know, so that way they could pick it up. But the tower will be a pickup only item, so you will have to go to his QTH to pick it up. If you're interested in either one of these, you can contact Emery. That is AI5BG. You contact him at 817-500-2773. 817-500-2773. Anybody need a fill? All right, Emery. Thank you for the listening, sir. All righty. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now.
Whiskey 5, Whiskey Echo Charlie.
Was that Whiskey 9, Whiskey Echo Charlie?
Whiskey 5, Whiskey Echo Charlie.
Okay. Whiskey 5, Whiskey Echo Charlie. You're down a little bit, but I'm going to see if I can pick you up. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, stand by just a minute. Let me get on another radio, and I'll check back with you here in a minute.
All righty, sir. We'll leave you in the log here. All righty. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now. And you don't have to be in Texas. Man, if we can hear you, we will take your listing. So anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now with your call. Well, while we wait on Mr. Floyd to swap radios, Alrighty, Jay, you want to take this over for a little bit? I have W5WEC waiting in their wings here while he swaps radios. So if you want to take it over for a little bit, make announcements, anything like that, go ahead, sir.
W5WEC, is that any better?
Oh, go ahead, Rick, and pick him up.
Okay, yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Floyd.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you waiting on me here till I get over here on another desk. I have for sale, it's an estate sale from my brother. It's a Kenwood, it's a Heathkit HW22. It's a real nice looking radio cosmetically. It looks really good. It works like it's supposed to. Full power, everything lights up. Also have the matching power supply. It's the matching power supply that goes with it. And I have an external digital readout for that radio that he had hooked up to it. And also have an external speaker. It's like a mobile type external speaker. I have the hand microphone that goes with it. And I was asking $600 for the radio and the power supply and the mic and all the stuff that goes with it. I would ship it. Appreciate a little help on the shipping. That power supply is a little bit heavy. Or I would meet someone within reasonable driving distance, and I'm in northeast Arkansas. I can be reached at 870-759-2626. That's 870-759-2626. Or I'm good on QRZ at my call at W5WEC, Whiskey 5, Whiskey Echo Charlie. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, Mr. Floyd. What is your first name? How do we get a hold of? What's your name?
Okay, my first name is Glendo, but I go by Glenn on the radio.
All righty, Glenn, we got you. All righty, Glenn, W5WEC, it's Whiskey 5, Whiskey Echo Charlie up in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, has a Heathkit HW22. He does have the matching power supply, has a external digital readout for the radio, also has a external speaker, mobile-style external speaker, and it does come with a hand mic. He is asking $600 for the complete unit. He said he will ship it, or he will meet somebody within driving distance of Walnut Ridge, Walnut Ridge, Arkansas. His contact information, phone number 870-759-2626. 870-759-2626. We get all that, Glenn?
Roger, roger.
Alrighty, sir. Appreciate it. Alrighty, anybody need a fill on Glenn's listing? Alrighty, appreciate it, Glenn. Alright, go ahead, Jay.
Alrighty, thank you, Ricky. Well, folks, we're down to a month, 30 days, in the Belton Ham Fest. Well, oh, by the way, this is JKM5QS, and most of y'all, if you've ever been to Belton, you know me. The barbecue pit has had its run through. It has been brought up to date, and it works. It works great. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody. I would like to add that the Temple Amateur Radio Club deserves and needs everybody's support for putting this thing on twice a year and making it possible for us to have such a good time up there. It's the usual drill. You've heard it 100 times, I'm sure, that if you want to have something to eat, if you want to bring something to cook, come by the pit. We'll be there on Thursday setting up. That would be the 3rd of this month. No, next month, excuse me. The the most of the eating and stuff will be done on Friday, and then Saturday we'll be kind of cleaning up. So Friday is a good day. So you bring it, we'll burn it. Everybody is welcome at the pit. Just, you know, within reason, everybody is welcome around the pit. That's what it was designed for. I won't go into the whole deal. We're not a commercial enterprise. We do not sell anything. We do take donations, and that's about it. It's going to be fun. We're going to have, we should have some shrimp, a shrimp boil, plus some brisket and whatever else people bring. Now, it's a participatory thing. It's kind of like going to the church social dinners that we used to have on Wednesday nights. If ever you want to bring a plate, if your wife makes a casserole, it's killer, or if somebody is lucky enough to have a wife like Emery does that makes a banana pudding that is to die for, and they want to bring some of that and put it on the tables and we can all share, that would be absolutely wonderful. And all participation is greatly appreciated because this is for the amateur radio community. It is not for profit. And that being said, that's pretty much it for that. Okay, I'll get off my horse on that and ask if there's anyone else out there that would like to join in the net this morning and have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now. Well, doesn't appear to be too much going on. All right, well, I don't have much else to say. So, Ricky or Dennis or whoever wants to pick it back up, KM5QS.
All right, thank you, Jay. Appreciate everything, appreciate your help. All righty, everybody. We're going to go ahead and go out and look for some more check-ins. So if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, and you want to get on the net, come now with your call. All right, Dennis, you got anything you want to add?
No, my belly's full. I've had two cups of coffee, and, you know, I'm doing well, thank you.
All righty. Since we're in a little slow place here, I do have a few things that I want to list. This is KU5PYX. Name's Ricky here just north of Beaumont, Texas. I have an Alpha 76, it's 76A. It's got the 8874s in it. It's got full output, really good clean shape. It's on 240 volts. Asking 1300 for it, 1300. I also have the amplifier that I'm talking on right now. It's an Amptech. It's an LA2000. It's got the single 728F in it. Legal limit plus amplifier all day long. Very good amplifier. I've had no trouble, no issues out of it. I'm asking $2,200 for that amplifier, or may do some trading or something on it. I also have an MFJ 989C tuner. It is the legal limit tuner. It's actually considered a 3-kilowatt tuner, but I wouldn't put no more legal limit through it. But I have run up to legal limit, and it does work. I'm asking $150 for that tuner, and I will ship it. I will ship that. I will not ship the amplifiers under no shape, form, or fashion, but I will meet somebody within 100, 150 miles of Beaumont to facilitate the deal. I also have the wants. I am looking for a VHF tuner, VHF external antenna tuner, something in the neighborhood of 200 or 300 watts. just to run in line. I want to have a little project I'm working on. I need a good VHF tuner. I'm also looking for either the 5K or the 10K element, or when I say element, the remote cinch unit for a Telepost LP100A. I believe it's the LPC4 or LPC5, I can't remember. I think the 5 is the 10K and the 4 is the 5K, or maybe the 3 or whatever. But it's the 5K or the 10K remote sensor for an LP100A. Anybody have any of this stuff or interested in it, give me a shout. Phone number 409-239-8063. That is 409-239-8063. Anybody need anything? All right, well, nothing hurts. So look here, we're going to go ahead and make this a last call. Last call. Anybody wanting to list, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. Last call. All right, well, nothing heard. We're going to go ahead and bring this thing to a close. We had a couple listings today. You know, kind of one of the slow days, but hey, you know, we have them from time to time, and that's okay. We'll take it. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, and tonight on 3922, we will have the Continental Traders Net, and one of us will be there. You know, it's all in what we do. You know, we fill in, we just get in where we fit in. So, everybody, have a good one, and we will talk to y'all next time. This is KE5PYX, downtown beautiful Evadale, Texas, turning the frequency back to normal amateur use.
Recheck. Do we have anything from Friday?
Yes, sir. We do have some stuff from Friday. Jay, I didn't really keep a good list Friday at all. I was not feeling up to par. Jay, do you have any of the listings for Friday?
Well, actually, yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we got a recheck out there wanting to list the listings for Friday. So go ahead. If you got them, go ahead and run them while we're here.
All righty. I can sure do that. So, all right, get ready, folks. Put your earmuffs on or whatever you need, because I'll run through this. There's about 9 listings there. Starting out, let's see. Ricky, well, he just listed all that stuff that he had for on Friday, so I probably don't need to go through that again. Sammy, Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Papa, has a Mirage 2530 VHF amplifier, $400. He has a TE Systems VHF, 1452G, for $500. He's got a Commander 2 amplifier, I'm not sure of the nomenclature, 2500, something like that, for $800. Oh, no, $850. And he's got an SP220 for $650. If you're interested in any of those or anything else Sammy might have, which includes a lot, he's got all kinds of stuff. He's good at 979-820-4814. 979-820-4814. And then there's a fellow named Keith, Whiskey 5 Uniform Tango Zulu. He has a special, this is a specially done SB220 Heath Kit amplifier, pair of 3500Zs, which I don't know all the details, but evidently it's got a little more voltage on the plate than they usually do, and it performs very, very well. $800 for that. Area code 713-385-0742. And then, let's see, the Gap Titan was listed earlier, same deal. Don, W5DK, up there, you know, somewhere above San Antonio a little bit, has got a Drake MN4 tuner for 175. He has a Drake MN2000 tuner, one of them bulletproof jobs, for 225. And he's got an Alpha 9500, very good condition, box and all that stuff, I believe, for 3900. And he can be reached at area code 210-542-9622. 210-542-9622. Okay, hopefully I'm overcoming the interference. Yeah, I guess. Anyway, whatever. Where was I? KF6TI Ray is looking for ICOMs, old ICOMs. He'd like to have an ICOM 730, an ICOM 740, a 765, or a 7410. If you got one of those you'd like to get shed of, you can call Ray at 936-363-5904. Jim, Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu India Victor in Uvalde, is looking for the filters, the AM filters, for the old Yaesu FT-101 series radios. They don't have to be the Yaesu filters as long as they're AM filters that will work in the radio. They can be different, you know, NRAD or whatever. Get a hold of Jim, look him up in his call sign on QRZ at Kilo Bravo 5 Zulu India Victor, and you send him an email with your phone number, and when he gets to a place where his cell phone works, he will call you back. Dan, K8WOZ. He's got an SV220 for $700. He's got a Kenwood T599 transmitter. Now this is the transmitter side of the Kenwood Twins, which are excellent radios. Dan's gone through it, and it's working fine. $140 for the T599. That's pretty good. That's a good radio. He's got a homebrew amplifier with a pair of 813s in it for $450. Dan's built a lot of these things. Anyway, they're fun to play with. He's got another homebrew with a single 3500Z, also for $450. And he's got a Heathkit DX40. For $90, he said it's in excellent condition, looks good, works good, and all that. 281-974-8171. Dan is 281-974-8171. And then, let me see, there's Jack in Austin, A5LRX. He has he's got some antiques. He's got an Eddystone receiver, the Eddystone 750. Yeah, the Eddystone 750 is what it is, for $450. He's got an MFJ-259B analyzer for $175. And he's got a Hammerland 129X receiver for $150. He's got a Central Electronics 20A with the 458 VFO for $450. He's got a Viking Invader. Oh, it's been gone through for Viking Invader 2000, excuse me, for $600. And his contact information is 512-944-4362. 512-944-4362. And last, but certainly not least, is N5GQ Bill. He will be at Belton. He's wanting to, let's see, I think he's already found the Q5 transferter, but he's going to be at Belton, and he will buy your junk radios. If they've been hit by lightning, if they just quit working, if you want to get rid of them, he will give you a reasonable price for junk, and he will give you the opportunity to buy it back for parts at the next Belton or whatever, because he just does it for fun. He's got some friends that it's good therapy for them to fix these radios, which they are also very qualified technicians. At any rate, he'll buy it from you and give you the opportunity to buy it back. Bill can be reached if you have something you want to give to him. He'll pick it up at Belton. This includes power supplies, radios, receivers, whatever, amplifiers. He is at 228-669-9125 in Mississippi, but he will be at Belton. 228-669-9125. That concludes the listings for Friday, and that's it. KM5QS, back to Net Control.
All righty. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. And, okay, so, we opened it back up. We'll go ahead and ask one time for one more, any more listings. Last call. All right, nothing heard. We're going to close this thing back up again. So, everybody take care. KE5PYX, Evadale, Texas, turning it back over to normal amateur use.
QSL. Okay, C5DDO.
Yes, sir, not a problem. All right, I'm fixing to head out and go swap some duplexers on a VHF repeater. So I'm out here. KE5PYX.
See you later, Ricky. Good net.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for the help.
Yeah, thanks, Ricky. Have a good one. W5DPK.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just stumbled into this net. When does this net start?
10 a.m.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. KG5YUS.
And by the way, don't forget the Continental Traders Net will begin this evening on frequency 3922 at 7:30 p.m. And we're going to do the same thing again, all over again. And maybe some new stuff. You just never know. So stay tuned. And if you have missed Friday night's net, this morning's net, whatever, you can go to Rusty, WK5R. His website is WK5R.org. Press the little button about the net recordings and find the date you're looking for and press that button and the recording will start and you'll hear the entire net. So you can catch up in case you have to go to church, go grocery shopping, whatever you got to do. That feature is available for you. Again, that's WK5R.org. And I can't think of anything else, so that's it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in the gentleman that'll be at Belton that was Defy's radio here. I've got a 756 Pro that has a screen that's got the and then I got another older Kenwood 2-meter all band, or an old 2-meter all mode. And be worth anything. I'm going to Belton anyway. Take these things to them and see if they're even worth fixing.
Yeah, I'm sorry that station, you're in my noise, and I just picked up a word or two, but Be sure to catch us this evening or next week. By the way, on Friday nights, we also have a net on 3870. Friday nights, 3870 at 7:30. That's also another trader's net.
Yeah, very good. KG5YUN.
All right. Have a good one. W5DPK.